Hello, Bill?
Yes?
Hi, Bill. It's me, Dee Medina, with Local Splash. How are you?
Couch, watching TV.
Aw. Relaxing a little bit, I hope.
Yeah, I had to run out. Our van broke down. It's at the Ford dealer. We had to go get an Enterprise van. And
boy.
So I was running around and stuff, and I just gave my wife the office as we have at it.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear the truck broke down. Fords are good trucks.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? We were going to the wrong place. We were going to this place called Art Hill in Indiana.
Okay.
And they've been telling us for a year that they're out of stock, and when they come in, you know, it's all because of COVID.
Right.
When they come in, they'll give us a call. Well, they've been telling us that for a year.
Oh, geez.
So then we got another problem, and the other air conditioner has been leaking. They ain't fixed that. And now the water was leaking, probably water pump. And the thing overheated a couple times. And so long story short, we go to another Ford dealer, and my son knows the salesman there, and they get the thing right in on the rack. They're ordering the parts, and they're going to do everything. There's no shortage on this shit.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to do it.
Wow.
So I got to have a talk with Ford. Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Having you hang on for a year, and then you go to a different one, and they're taking care of it.
Yeah, they said them parts are available at an auto parts store. You don't have to wait for Ford.
Oh, wow. Yeah, my brother-in-law used to be a Ford master mechanic, and then he opened up his own shop. You know, he's like,
well,
I mean, I'm doing it all anyways, and I can make my own money, make my own hours.
Well, the guy that told us all this, he's probably the one of the master mechanics at this dealer. He's in his 50s. But depending on how bad it overheated, they may have to pull the motor.
Oh, man. Well, I hope it gets all taken care of for you. Oh, I know I tried to follow up with you last week, and I figured, you know, he must be super busy because I know you asked me to call you at a certain time, and I figured, you know, sometimes you just don't know, right? Because you get busy on a job, and you just, that hour might have been fine for you the night before when we talked, but, you know, things happen. So I did want to make sure, you know, I at least, you know, checked in just to see, you know, how things are going, what your thoughts were when we had discussed about, you know, the first page placement. I'm not sure to look at the email.
I want to talk to you more about it. I'm going to probably do it.
Okay.
And we can do this sometime tomorrow.
Okay. What would be a good time
to
follow up?
You can try probably around 11 or 12. And, you know, if it don't work at that time, maybe you can call back. We can get together a little later on.
Okay. All right. I'll attempt to give you a call, you know, between 11 and 12 o'clock, see if you're available then. And if not, then I'll try you later on. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, you relax and enjoy your time off right now.
Okay. Yeah, I got a super-duper headache.
Oh, no. Get some rest.
Super headache.
Get some rest there. Okay. Well, stay hydrated. That'll help.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.